everyone having a lovely day.
Welcome to the Vera Project stage. Sponsored by Hollow Earth Radio, a community-run online radio station that presents a forum for music, sounds, perspectives commonly underrepresented by the media. We focus on found sound, field recordings, forgotten music, local musicians, bedroom recordings, paranormal encounters, dreams, storytelling, and things of that ilk. Our DJs play whatever they want. To find out more about nonprofit radio and get involved, go to www.hollowearthradio.com, and here are the Wizards of Daggerdale.
Well, like she said, we are the Wizards of Daggerdale. My name is Aelioda, the Wizard of Eastwick.
And I am Berendar. I'm from the marsh.
And I am Berendar. And I am Rhiannon, the elven princess from Dúdannon.
And I'm Ilanwë, fairy of the wood.
And together we come and bring a magic melody today, because we invite you on an enchanted quest. We are mixers of magic elixirs.
Tale-bearers of the mystic realms.
Conjurers of great wonders.
And drinkers of fiery tonics.
Iron golem destroyers.
Phantom spirit slayers.
Bardic enchantments and merry melodies.
Lovers of fairies.
And elves. Well, we have a song. I think it's one of our first songs long ago. It's a wacky wizard song.
Stay in the bag. Don't let Derv out of the bag. If you see him getting out of the bag, somebody tell me. Tell him. Her.
He's a dirty, dirty bird.
He doesn't know how to mind his manners. Mind his manners? Mind his manners. It's a different realm here. It's a different realm, a different time.
Well, here we go, everyone. It's an old song, like I was saying. It's called The Wacky Wizard Flow. Take it away.
Come follow us on our journey, we're on an epic quest. We're looking for the crystal star and maybe a magic chest. Full of gold or drink or snufferoot or pretty things to see. You bring them to Her Majesty, the lovely fairy queen. With a ha 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 and a ho ho ho, on the way we go. Come follow us on our journey and see the wacky wizard flow. With a ha 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 and a ho ho ho. Journey and sing the wacky wizard flow.
Aelioda, are we actually gonna sing the wacky wizard flow?
Of course, Berendar, for everyone must know.
Just one problem, I
don't quite remember how the song goes.
Oh dear. You know my mind's drawing a blank as to, I'll find the lyrical scroll.
It's probably in the bag of holding.
Everything is in that bag of holding.
It's my wardrobe, it's also my house.
Jump right on into it.
Told him it was in there. See, I told him.
Oh no, this is your bag's inventory list.
What? Well, it's in there somewhere. Keep looking.
No, we're already pressed for time as it is. I'll...
Dev!
I'll just sing this list and try and make it into a rhyme.
Okay.
Strange things. Very strange things. make it away, and
I guess stranger things have happened.
Let's see here. We have mystic strings and wonder wind whistles and a magic elvish flute. Sorcerer's scrolls and brambleberry thistles and three bags of snuffle root. Celestial tonics and chandeliers and a cloud of magic puff. Quickening potions, dragon scales, and a pinch of fairy dust.
Fairy dust, dust.
Books of spells and wizard crafts and snuffle up a gussery's rhymes. Strange tales to tell, all the crown staffs and the rune of altered time.
That's a good rune.
Snaggles and gnomes, maps and treasures all stuffed in the bag of holding.
That's my bag.
Gems and stones, magic hats and feathers, and the crown of a long dead king. We have dwarf beef soup, we'll eat that in a hurry, and a loaf of rotten beer bread.
Dick.
Clay's elmbeam nuts, dragon jerky, and the mount of a demonized deer.
That's for you, Casey.
Gypsum crystals, potent herbs, and the guy of a seraphic golem. Chicken gristles, femur furs, and nine bags of many things stolen.
We didn't take
cat's grass, dog moss, British sprouts, and a wreath of sticky nut weed.
Ooh.
Rat's hash, frog broth, ears of a mouse, and a jar of spiderfly wings. Whistleful leaves, black cloaks of a mage, and the spike of a dragon spine. Magic seeds, a pouch of jade, and 47 bottles of Snorlax Mountain Fog Moon Wine.
I love Snorlax.
The list goes on and on. Wow.
So follow us on our journey. This is how we flow across the wilderness. On the way we go, unraveling the mythic realm and cryptic revelations, enchanting our path with magical incantations. With a ha ha ha, and a ho ho ho, on the way we go. Come follow us on our journey and sing the wacky wizard flow. With a ha ha ha, and a ho ho ho, on the way we go. Come follow us on our journey and sing the wacky wizard flow. It's a wacky wizard flow, 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 it's
a wacky wizard flow, it's a
wacky wizard flow, it's a wacky wizard flow, we didn't need that myth.
Little did we know.
Little did we know.
We knew it all the whole time.
Oh, wow. You know, speaking of Snorlax Mountain Fog Moonwine, where is Snorlax?
Snorlax was supposed to be here. He was supposed to be here last year, too.
He got into our invisibility spells, and I think he got into them again.
Well, I hope he had his clothes on.
Yes, because when those spills wear off, you don't want... Anyway.
Not a prince.
Well, Snorlax is an old friend of ours. You see, he's a barbarian. But he's not just any barbarian. He's a barbarian deer man. And he lives way up in the Memnon Mountains, a very frosty region. And he managed to find his home in an old abandoned cabin, which was a winery lodge that the dwarves used to mix their ales. And he's been living there ever since, drinking bottles of wine forever.
Good times.
Anyway, one day, Bedadar and I were on a quest to the Memnon Mountains.
I can see them now.
They were frosty, icy cathedrals, raising into the heavens. But we heard the cries of wolflings, and we didn't know what to do because our magic had ran out. But then Snorlax came to our rescue, like a good old lad that he is. And we wrote a song about him, everyone. It's called Snorlax the Barbarian Deer Man.
He's a hero. Take it away.
Snorlax the Barbarian Deer Man. He's got ale enough for the whole land, enough for the whole land. One day we were on a journey,
not looking well.
No, they weren't.
So we then pulled out our book of spells.
From all around the beast came near, their vows of terror all we could hear. They were licking their chops and gnashing their teeth. Their eyes were fixed on wizards to eat. But then we forgot how to cast the spells. Even the ones we knew so well. The moment was looking very grim, even more grim than the dragon's den. Ooh. Then of the trees we saw him change, from man to beast he was rearranged. Many know him across the land.
That's Starlack, the barbarian deer man.
Everyone now,
he's a deer man and he don't eat meat. He's a barbarian and he's got cold feet. He's a deer man and he don't eat meat. He's a barbarian.
Those are good times. Very good times. After we defeated the wolf beasts, we went back to Snarlack's cabin and poured us a magical ale. It was mixed with a bottle of health.
Health potion number 9.
Then we began to use our magic. We summoned many friendly old creatures. We had a merry old time. Drinking Snarlack's old wine. Snarlack the barbarian deer man, he's got ale enough for this whole land, enough for the whole land, and there's some for you too.
Did you have to go to Snarlack's cabin? Well, you know, something else that we enjoy doing in Daggerdale is sailing with the pirates. Isn't that a fun time, Metanar? You see, the pirates are, well, they're very, well, they're interesting folk. You see, they sail around on ships that can fly. I bet you've never seen that before. Fly around all over the place, looting villages and things. But we don't do that. We sail with the good pirates. Pirates are just like to have fun.
Like steamships. You've seen steamships? Do you have ships in your realm that fly in the sky?
Flying ships? There's a new technology in our world.
She says no.
Oh. Anyway, we sail with the pirates and we have a grand old time. But there was one occasion where we were called on a mission to save some friends, and we couldn't do it without the help of the pirates.
This song's dedicated to good radio everywhere.
Very, yeah. See,
independent
the pirates.
Radio.
Pirates have this device. It's a magic machine box that transmits voices to other ships. It's another new technology on our world. It's very strange, very, very sorcerous. This is a sing-along, everyone. It goes like this. And you can sing.
Y-I-Yippee-I-A, call on the pirates, don't be late. Y-I-Yippee-I-O, call on the pirates, radio.
Do that one more time, and if anyone wants to sing along, we encourage you. It's very, very important.
Jack and Skull Island to save the elves and capture a magical diamond that was stolen by an evil alien pirate. It was a voyage, but we knew we had to try it. Everyone, why? Very good start. Hey, Y-I-I-P-I-A. Call on the pirates, don't be late. Y-I-I-P-I-O. Call on the pirates. Radio. Radio. We drink our rum, we hoard our gold, we sail to the sun and we never grow old. We drink our rum, we hoard our gold, we sail to the sun and we never grow old. We drink our rum, we hoard our gold, we sail to the sun and we never grow old. We drink our rum, we hoard our gold, we sail to the sun. We'll show you paradise, baby. Come and dance in our galleons as we count our treasures by the thousands. Come, sail with the pirates and navy. We'll show you paradise, baby. Come and dance in our galleons as we count our treasures by the thousands.
Muscles, I guess. It's a training mechanism. Anyway. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We love being in your realm, by the way.
It's a very, very strange realm. Well, you see, everyone, not everything in Daggerdale is fun and parties. There was a dark time as well.
We had dark days, too.
Yes. But you guys don't have dark days in your world, do you?
No.
You guys have a friendly, peaceful world, everyone gets along?
The utopian society, I hear.
Oh. Well, I guess we have something in common, because in our world, there was a very dark time. Thousands of people lost their lives with a great war.
Scary war.
You see, everyone, there was an evil lord named Vega Dex who rose to power and tried to subjugate the nations. He put curses on their lands, and everyone starved, and many died. And that age called for heroes and mighty men and prophets and people who would stand up against the onslaught. And this is a song such as that. See, we got some young children down here who are excited. This next song is called Magic Elixir.
If I could only incantant some magic spell on these strings.
You know, while he's doing that, I'm gonna have an elixir.
He drinks all the elixirs, it's not fair.
What's up, too?
Afterwards, bad for fairies. Magic elixirs. Water.
It's a health tonic.
It's called H2O.
Infecting me with arachnid powers.
You think you can still play the next song?
I can try.
We'll get through this one yet.
All right. Well,
get in the bag, girl.
Take it away, Berendar.
Dirty bird.
We came into the town of Dreadlore to seek for the man who was known to have the answers to the riddle of our quest. So we stopped into the tavern. Silvran had a magic elixir. We were tired from a long journey and we needed to. We just slayed a mighty dragon in a dark, fiery chasm, and now we just needed a drink. We just found a lost treasure filled with every earthly pleasure, and we just needed type of thing. Damsels in distress, their heroes lost in wars, and mighty galleon shipwrecks on every ocean shore. The forests are on fire, the black smoke in the air. Who else but a wizard would care? Red-scaled dragons with golden eyes, and dark witches, lich kings, and wicked scribes, the green serpents in the marshes of despair. Who else but a wizard would care? Care. 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 Who else but a wizard would care? So in the tavern of Silvran, in the town of Dreadlore, we opened up our book of runes. And all the folk there loved it as we sang from the heart. And we played them a magic tune. A magic tune.
were born to be ill wizards with magic staffs and elixirs. But our lives have been blizzard of epic quests. We could just walk away and call it a fleeting day. But our crystal ball is gleaming, our minds are dreaming of another magic chest. And damsels in distress, their heroes lost in wars, in mighty galleon shipwrecks on every ocean shore. The forests are on fire, the black smoke in the air. Who else but a wizard would care? Red scale dragons with golden eyes and dark witches, troll kings. Their wicked strides, the green serpents in the marshes of despair. Who else but a wizard would care? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard? Who else, who else, who else but a wizard would care?
Who else but a wizard would care?
Thank you. Better not. It's infecting me. Working.
Working. I need help, everybody. Repeat the incantations after me. Lemnon Tinta Paul, Arastaka Nakin, Aruna Pila Kalashela Paul. Forget it, you're not going to remember. Just think magic, people. Think magic.
Think magic, please.
Enantilo Luala.
Yes.
It saved me. That thing turned me into a spider eventually. Well, we have one more song, everyone. Sorry about that, people. It's a song about our last and epic quest. It's called The Quest for Andrea's Star. And I do believe it is our last and final song for this hour. We will be returning into the Greenlands just over yonder. Anyway, while he's getting that set up, I just wanted to inform you all one thing. We're making a movie. That's right, everyone, a movie. Some sort of projection. And it's not just any movie, it's a choose your own adventure. Where you get to choose the adventure. And you can find that all out on a thing called a website.
It's very cool, it's new.
www.daggerdale.com. You can read all about it and tell your friends.
We're gonna project it up in the Memnon Mountains, I think's one showing. We're gonna show it right on the slab of stone granite. It's true.
All right. I remember the sunny days in Green Ridge Village. Oh, those days were splendid.
Splendid as they were.
But in the dungeon of Aragano, when I thought that our lives had ended. But now I spend my days in the paradise of life and looking from the Eastwick Towers and reading all my books of magic and knowledge and the wisdom of infinite power. But then in the meadows, we found a secret. We opened up a box, and inside contained a map.
traveled many days, many nights, and many twisty roads. But now it's just a tale to be told, a legend written in scrolls. This is the story of the Wizards of Daggerdale on the quest for Andrea's star, searching for secrets and mysteries. And they've traveled so very. This is the story of the Wizards of Daggerdale on the quest for Andrea's star, searching for secrets and mysteries. And we've traveled so very far. The sorcerers lies, the people panicked and dispersed. A dark cloud rolled overhead, and they had to relieve them from the curse. But then the ancient ones called the Daggerdalians from the graves, and they said that they contained the secret. Now we can all be saved. Whoa, this is the story of the Wizards of Daggerdale on the quest for Andrea's star, searching for secrets and mysteries, and we've traveled so very far.
Thank you very much, everyone. We appreciated your presence. We have magic compacted discs somewhere. But find us and we'll tell you more on how to find one. Thank you very much. Have a good day and enjoy the rest of the festival.
www.daggerdale.com.
Yes.
Enjoy the realm. I heard they have some good eats.
Enjoy the good one.
Thank you, Wizards of Daggerdale, here at the Vera Project.